KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's cloudy and 59 degrees in Atlantic. We look for showers and occasional thunderstorms today, producing heavy rain at times, a high of 65. A flood watch continues for the entire listening area through 7 a.m. on Wednesday. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency. They're located on the square in Greenfield. Well, National Weather Service's strong to severe thunderstorms are possible during the afternoon through the early evening hours today, mostly across eastern and parts of southern Iowa, with damaging winds and a few tornadoes the main threats. Most of the storms should weaken by 11 p.m. However, the heavy rain threat will persist through the day and tonight before rain eventually ends on Wednesday morning. Excessive rainfall is expected in a large swath of the state from Mason City and Decorah southwestward to the southeast quarter of Fremont County. Some of the larger cities included in the path of heavy rain include Waterloo, Ames, Marshalltown, Des Moines, Osceola, and Lamoni. The southeastern half of Cass and Guthrie counties, along with all of Adair, Adams, Madison, Union, Taylor, and Ringgold counties, can also expect heavy rain today, causing ponding of water on the roads and localized flash flooding, along with extensive overland flooding possible. Emergency crews in Cass County were called to the scene of a single vehicle accident off 690th Street near Lansing Road or south of Wyota last night at around 5:50 p.m. Dispatch reports indicated that a woman and child were in the vehicle and said to be conscious and breathing following the accident, but the woman had suffered a head injury and was transported to Cass County Hospital in Atlantic. There are currently no other details available. Two people were injured during an accident that occurred a little after 7 a.m. Monday in Creston. Authorities say a 2000 Chevy Blazer driven by 19-year-old Nathaniel Fletchall of Mount Air was traveling west on Taylor Street in Creston and making a left turn with a green light onto Sumner Street when the SUV struck an eastbound 2015 Chevy Equinox driven by 60-year-old Jane Briley of Creston. Briley also had the green light at the intersection. Fletchall suffered suspected serious injuries but was not transported to the hospital. Briley was transported to the Greater Regional Medical Center in Creston by ground EMS for treatment of suspected minor injuries. Police cited Fletchall for failure to yield upon making a left turn and failure to provide proof of insurance, accident-related. Authorities say speed was a factor in the crash. Damage to the vehicles amounted to $5,000. The Page County Sheriff's Office said yesterday no injuries were reported following a single vehicle accident that took place about 3 miles southeast of Clarinda early Sunday morning. 29-year-old Jared David Havner of Clarinda was driving a 2013 Ford F-150 pickup southbound on Vine Avenue north of 240th when he swerved to miss a deer. The pickup entered the west ditch and struck a field entrance before going airborne and coming to rest in the west ditch. The accident, which was reported at around 6:50 a.m. Sunday, actually occurred sometime between 2:30 and 6:50 a.m. Damage to the pickup was estimated at $6,000. No charges have been filed. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports a man and a woman were arrested Monday evening in connection to the theft of property from Ringgold County. 39-year-old Joseph Smith of Red Oak and 48-year-old Paula Sue Blake of Essex were arrested. A third person, identified as 24-year-old Austin Allen Jones of Creston, is wanted with regard to the incident. The Sheriff's Office said they had received a report around 3:30 p.m. yesterday from a property owner in the 2900 block of 100th Street, indicating there were trespassers on the caller's property riding four-wheelers. During their investigation, authorities discovered the machines had been stolen out of Ringgold County. Smith was arrested at around 7:20 p.m. Blake was taken into custody a little after 10 p.m. Both suspects have been charged with possession of stolen property, a Class C felony. They were being held in Montgomery County Jail on $10,000 bond each. Jones, who was still at large as of last report, is described as being a white male, 6 feet tall, 185 pounds. Now, deputies recovered a handgun believed to belong to Jones. They say it's not clear, though, if he still is armed. Authorities warn if you do see Jones, do not approach him. Instead, you should contact your local authorities. A jury in eastern Iowa Monday found a central Iowa man guilty in the deaths of two Guthrie County girls. 27-year-old Patrick Ryan Thompson of Story County was convicted on two felony charges, a murder in the first degree and one felony charge of arson. In the May 2017 Guthrie Center deaths of Thompson's 12-year-old stepsister, Paige Exline, and her 16-year-old cousin, Shekiah Cockerham, both of whom died in the blaze. The first trial last month ended in a mistrial. The judge took the action after someone started loudly discussing the case with prospective jurors while the judge and lawyers were outside the courtroom. The trial had been moved out of Guthrie County because of pretrial publicity. It took the jury in Albia 11 days and 2 hours to find Thompson guilty of all the charges against him. Prosecutors say he started the fire to prevent X-Line from testifying that she had been sexually abused by her father. Thompson will receive a mandatory sentence of life in prison. And Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup says the Fremont County K-9 unit Monday night arrested 67-year-old Michael Timeyer of Hamburg. Timeyer was arrested at his home on a valid Fremont County warrant for delivery of methamphetamine. He was transported to the Fremont County Jail and held pending an appearance before the magistrate with additional charges pending. A narcotics investigation is still ongoing, as Sheriff Astrup says he expects more arrests following that investigation. In our funeral announcements, Lila Jean Jensen, age 87, of Audubon, died Friday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Lila Jensen will be today at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon is in charge of the arrangements. Robert Bob Hyman, age 87, of Atlantic, died September 12th. Bob Hyman will be laid to rest at 1 o'clock today at the National Veterans Cemetery in Omaha. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. David Elwood, age 52, of Atlantic, died Saturday at his home. A prayer service for David Elwood will be this Friday at 11 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Marion North, age 91, of Harlan, died Sunday at her home. Services for Marion North are pending at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. The news was brought to you this hour by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.